I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is amassing a following nationwide for his presidential bid, but he's causing some headaches in the Democratic Party establishment, as evidenced by his lack of support from Democrats in Congress. From Washington, VPR's Matt Laszlo explains.
Of the five U.S. senators vying to occupy the White House, Senator Sanders is the most active in using the resources and media at the Capitol to push his platform. While this sounds like a campaign event, it's actually a rally at the Capitol to hike the minimum wage. While some critics charge that rallies like that break ethics rules about campaigning on the Capitol grounds, Sanders denies that's what he's doing, and other presidential candidates are now following in his footsteps. Sanders has been a part of similar events opposing so-called free trade agreements and calling for Wall Street reforms. He seems to sum up his agenda best.
Enough is enough. Workers are entitled to dignity.
At most of these events, Sanders has been flanked by other progressives. Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva is a former head of the Progressive Caucus. He lauds Sanders' populist message that's resonating nationwide.
You know, on a philosophical level, I think he's raising issues that need to be raised. I think he's being very good about being, I use the word consistent. The hardest thing to do in politics is to be consistent on issues. You're always turned around. And so I appreciate the fact that as this debate and dialogue about the presidency evolves, that Bernie's around.
Still, Grijalva is not endorsing Sanders for president.
I've withheld any support at any level. I'm going to let this thing play out a little more.
Grijalva's not alone. Not a single member of Congress has endorsed Sanders. California Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman agrees with Sanders on most issues and has even held events with him to push progressive issues. But Sanders can't count on Sherman for support.
I think our party would be best nominating Hillary Clinton and uniting behind her. And that means Bernie Sanders would be a loud and effective voice in the United States Senate for many years to come.
As for whether Sanders is using his Senate office to run for president, Sherman dismisses charges that he's abusing his Senate privileges.
He'd be just as vocal on this if he wasn't running for president.
So what about Vermont's other two federal lawmakers? They're also not on board the Sanders train. Vermont Senior Senator Patrick Leahy says his support for Hillary Clinton is not a jab at Sanders.
I spent a lot of time with her. She's ending her time as Secretary of State. Urged her to run, just as I had spent time with her when she was a senator, urging her to take Secretary of State, even though she was enjoying being senator. So it's a personal thing.
Vermont Democratic Congressman Peter Welch is keeping his cards closer to his chest and has yet to endorse anyone in the race. But he's glad a Vermonter is in the contest.
I don't have any plans right now. But, you know, people are excited that there's a race. I mean, he's from Vermont. He's obviously making the income inequality argument. That's going to be a big factor in the race. And Hillary's got a lot of support in Vermont, as does Sanders. So,
while Sanders isn't attracting congressional support, he is turning heads in the nation's capital. Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison says it's good for the party that Sanders is running.
I'm one who believes in a robust debate on the Dem side. I don't think we should have a coronation. I think we should have a discussion. We should have a real primary race. We should have debates.
While Sanders is now surprising analysts by rising in polls nationwide and in key states, he isn't getting much love from the Democratic Party in Washington. If you've watched his campaign, it doesn't seem like that bothers him at all. For Vermont Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.